Parshas Ve'ira. Ve'idaber l'kimel Moshe, ve'yemer lo v'ani Hashem, ve'ira l'Avram, l'Yitzhak Yaakov, b'kel Shakai, u'shmi Hashem l'indat lehem. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu that I was niskalu to the office, and shmi Hashem l'indat lehem, and so on, and b'meila l'chein emel b'nei Yisrael. The truth is, it's very hard to understand. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu came with a taina, and his taina was a real taina. His taina was Lomai Roisa. Vayom Hashem Lomai Roisa Lomazer. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu was complaining to him that you don't have enough emunah, you don't have bitachon. I mean, but where's the answer to the taina? B'chol zeis, there's a taina Lomai Roisa, and it's taining to him, first of all, you don't have to bitachon, obvious, good. Where in Shmi Hashem L'Nidati Lehem is there tshuva to his taina of Lamai Reis? That's one nekuda that's very important to understand. Secondly, Rashi says, Shmi Hashem L'Nidati Lehem, Rashi says, L'Nikarti Lehem B'Midas Amitis Sheli, Shalo Nikra Shmi Hashem. Says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the reason the others didn't see yet the Geula and so on, because HaKadosh Baruch was not nisgala to them the midah of Amitos HaYisbarach. It's something that's very hard to be koilet. I mean, you expect of a person who's not a very accomplished person, who's not a Baal Koyma, to keep his word also. I mean, it's something you expect minimal from anybody. I mean, it's a special midah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I mean, in all the shame, as he says, this shame, that shame, the other shame, Kel Shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Pirea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Nemel Kaim Ferv. I mean, what does it mean, Bechlal, the whole musig of a Nemel Atot, I mean, when Shabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is Nemel Kaim Dvarv. So, a buzz of a Dom Taka, sometimes is not about Yecholis. He's maftiach something and just can't. So at least there's a psalimut schus. But what does it mean, a maila, if we say about somebody, I mean, we say it today, but there's maila because people attack hachosa, lo yaleinu, but a big balich is sorry. But if somebody is a bal yecholos, doesn't keep his word, if he keeps his word, it's a maila in him. Well, so he's saying that in all the shamus, there's no kiyum dvarav, chas v'sholom, and ani Hashem, that's where his name of the kind dvarav. It's very hard to understand what the... Also, Rashi says he's megala he says by mitzvah sheli. That's that's the mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's where he's v'escha. Then so the hemshach is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe tells Klal Yisrael that I'll be goyel them. So there's vaytzeisi, vaytzalti, vigalti, and v'lokachti, and vayis lechem lekim. So in the five Lashonis, four Lashonis, five Lashonis, so it goes in descending order. It says there were three Matzovim, three Inuyim, three Dargis of Golos, Mitzah, the Klal Yisrael Mitzrayim. There was, the hardest was the Inuyim, less than that was Shibud. That's what the Goyin says, and it's Muslim. It's the Shibud. Then there was the Geirus and Eretz Elohim. And then there was Matan Torah and Tzitzis Mitzrayim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he first thing is he'll take them away from the Inui, which is like what happened first. And then he said, I'm going to take you away from the Shibud. That was the second thing that happened. Then V'go'alti is I'll take you out of Eretz Lelehem, and then V'lokachti is I'll take you to Eretz Yisrael. L'chur, or V'lokachti is L'kachti is Matan Torah, and Ve'vei says Chem, I'll take you to Yisrael. L'chur, in the matziv of not being B'mkoimam, in the matziv of being a ger, there's no difference if you're, whether you're a guest in someone else's house, or you're on the road, the matziv is the same. The person is a polit. He's not bebeisa. A person bebeisa is one matziv, and a person when he's not bebeisa is a second matziv. So the matziv can be a matziv when you're home or you're not home, but there is no distinction. It's at being a polit, whether you're somebody else's place or you're on the road. It's both the same. So with the matziv of a ga'alti, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is moitzi klai from Mitzrayim, before there's a matzav of Eivesi, Lechura, I mean, what did he accomplish? Ger Yezaracha, they were in Mitzrayim, the Inuyim stopped at some point, immediately. The Shibud stopped at the night. Good. Then they started leaving, they left Mitzrayim, and they still weren't any place. I mean, being in the Midbar, if there was no Shibud and no Inuyim Mitzrayim, Lemainaf Geminaf, they were there on the Midbar. That's another Nekudat needs Hezbar. So and the says that if you want to be misyached, I mean mimakate, what on which one of the five lashonis is the hardest to understand? The ve'galut is the one that's hardest to understand. What's the nekuda of hoytzah Mitzrayim if there's no ve'vesi? So let's be misplain a little bit in bechlal. The first nekuda is nekuda that Avinezer says this in Eistesha. I'll remark a little bit. You find in all the inyanim of Mashiach, you find that the yam of Chazal about how terrible things are going to be then. It says all the tzaris and klolas and everything, a yam of tzaris. Ad kedekach, Tol Chazal say that in Ben David Bo, ad sha malchus tofech leminus. Until the entire Metzias of Malchus, we've nefach leminus. That's, which is l'chur, the exact hefach of what the Gula is supposed to be. Secondly, you find Lamashal Maima Chazal, Eimer David Boel, Dor Shekulei Zakar, Dor Shekulei Chayev. It's very hard to understand. I mean, everybody emphasizes it. Ad Abedafka, you know, be Toichzeb, say them, but it doesn't make any sense. It's a paradox. Why does it need a matzav of Tavach Kuleminos, Kulei Chayev, everything is gone? What's the Shayosh of it? So the Maral speaks about it in Netzach in a few places, speaks about Nachash Agadis. The Maral says, we'll say it in his Lashon, and we'll show him in Azbit. The Maral uses the Maim HaChazal, there's a Maral in Maim HaChazal. It says that Esav is called Chazir, of the four behemoth Temeis, of the four Minim Temeim, the Chazir is Edoim. She'osid l'achzir malchus l'Yisrael, because Edom is going to be machzir the malchus to Israel. They're the ones that are going to return the malchus to Israel. So chazir z'pskar is sort of an honorable title. They're going to be machzir the malchus to Israel. So he says like this: there is no such thing, the Maral says, as a havaya chadosha if something is koydim lo. That's his lashon, meaning like this. If I want to call, I mean, things can happen, I'll use a modern term, things can happen in an evolutionary way, and things can happen in a revolutionary way. Things have a mahalach, things change, things, everything that's evolutionary, everything that the previous mitzias is not destroyed, is a hemshach of the previous mitzias. Even if at some point it's opposite. But Lamashal, if I take a person who thought one way when he was young and thought a different way when he's old. So I say first this happened, so he slightly changed course. Then this happened and he slightly changed course. And then this happened. But be'etzem, it's a hemshech, Lamashal. A person who he was roidev kesef. So when he was young, he thought he would find it in one place. So he went that way. When he was older, he thought he'd find another place. They changed a little. But Lamashal said, the nekudah, it's a hemshech. It's not. If I want to call something a new metzias, I can't call it a new metzias if in any way there's something there beforehand. The first thing I have to do is I have to level the ground. Then I can stop. Then I can build something that I can call a new thing. So the Maral says the teichin of the Geula Asida is a metzias where there's no. It's not a hemshech. It's not just a fixing up of the old metzias. It's not just a facelift of the old metzias. It has to be seen as a new metzias on yesodis that don't stand on the old yesodis on the ratten yesodis. So if there's not a metzias where the ground is cleared before, if it's not a metzias where everything is leveled, you can't have a metzias that's called chadasha. So b'meila, You have all these Gemaras that says Hamalchus Tafich Leminus is a mile for his galus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu fits into the old. People thought like this, people looked like that. Now they think like this. It has to be with this kilo blank sheet. Faket. If there was a problem, let's try to. I mean, let's give it a dugma shtickle. A person who has no havana whatsoever in Torah and the mitzvahs and so on. So it's possible to be mekabelit. It's hard, it's difficult. A bit shayach to build a binyan that's an emissary binyan that's there. A person who has a very distorted understandings and a mixture of the kudus of emes of shtusim of half and sort of things. If you try to build on it, it's going to be also a twisted binyan because he's being mechaber the new havana to the old inyan. And he's coming up with some modna. He's desperately trying just to add it on as another wing to the old binyan he has. So in the global mitzvahs of Gilui Yisbarach, there has to be a churb gomer, whatever level, whether it's physical, whether it's mitzad ruchni, it's mitzad. In any way, faket, the fact if something is nefach leminus gomer, and then a person is forced to be a maimon. So faket, so the emunah started from A with the right nekuda. If the person is a shtickel maimin, and he's using that as one of the legs of the new emunah, then it's crooked. There's nothing to it. So b'meila, that's the pshat malchus edoim. Malchus edoim is called the tahoim. Malchus edoim is a ra that's mush. It leaves no room for anything else. So it's not machmas the mile of Edoim, as Edoim has a geuladika aspect to him, and that's why he's called a chazish osed lahachze. He's osed lahachze because he's a tahoim of ra, because it's kol kula. It's a pchina of the malchus kula tahavich leminos. That's why it's all. That's why it's the osed lahachze malchus Yisrael. Kolzman there was a shtickel. Kolzman Achashverus had a malka Esther, and he was willing to help her build the Beis Hamikdash. And Kolzman Yovan had a shituf of this and a shituf of that. All of the goyos before, you can't be machzid the malchus to Yisrael. When Edoim is a tahoim and there's nothing there and it's completely level, it's kol kulei ra, kol kulei black, then it's shayach to build on it something. That's the way the Maral explains. And that's quite a few places. It's one of his big yisoides that he speaks about. So al kaponim, so b'meila in the mitzias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being megala himself the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself from Brias Olam through Yetzias Mitzrayim through Mayim Rasinai. So had HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the world itself, like the Rambam, like we saw the Rambam in Avodah Zarah, the world itself went through a process. It sunk deeper and deeper into Avodah Zarah, into Kfira, into Chumrius, into Arayas. It was a swamp. To go and to put down a Sinai on that, there's no, it's not Shaykh. And Klai Yisrael was also Shakur and Avodah Zarah, and invented Sharatuma. So to put down anything good on that, it's not Shaykh. So b'meila, the first thing Takedolomai Ra'isa was a chelak of that process to bring about the Hemshech HaGeula, because it wasn't Shayach Geula in the real sense without that. Without the Malchus Tafach Leminus, without the Kulei Chayef, without the Churbim of all the Inyanim, so b'meila the Lomai Ra'isa was that Mahalach. Let's try to explain it. That's what the Avnei Zeh says. I'm a little bit, but that's the Nekuda. But I want to try to explain a little more specific to the Nekudas. I mean, how does it come to the difference between Kel Shakai and Ani Hashem? Why specific to this? Let's try to explain it. Again, that's the Nekuda. This is the Rabbunim says it in the Kal Simcha Dvarim Amukim Oit. Very, very... He writes in the middle, Atkan Nitin Lazbir. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what does it mean that this is the Midas Amitus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So there's two ways in which a person, in being Messiahis to someone else, there's two Mahalchim. Mashal, I bought something from somebody, so I got a chayfetz, and I pay it. That's a mahalach of being Pireya Choyvay. The whole inyan is the inyan chitzoni. It means that it's money is a chitzonistic thing to me. I got an object, and I gave him an object for it. And I paid it back. I cannot say that mitzias of paying back, it has a something to do with my neshama. It's not me be'etzim, it's not that. Let's take a different case. Let's say a person, somebody was in trouble. Somebody had problems, someone was in trouble, and someone else took a personal interest in him, and he opened up to him, and the person changed. The person changed, the person grew, and he became he was put on his feet. And he feels that it's coming mitzad, a personal avatar of that person. He feels it's mitzad, a personal care. When the person comes, let's say the matzav turns around, and now the other person needs his help, the person doesn't feel, no, he gave me 10 hours of attention, I owe him 10 hours of attention. The piroyin over there is a piroyin mitzad atzmusoy. As nafshe chayev, like the Gemara says. The Gemara says it even on stock. The musig of as nafshe, say a pesach of as nafshe chayev, there's a dagger where I pay back something not because mitzad kinyonim, he gave me chayvetz A, I give him back chayvetz B. But mitzad the atzmi is the person is peirea chayvay mitzad atzmai. In other words, with himself he's peirea chayvay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midas, avada, the midah of Kel Shakai is a midah where, I mean, if it's a midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, avada, there's no oval and there's no sheker chas v'shalom, and it's not shaykh to say that this midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu does pay, that midah doesn't pay. A certain holders, what shaykh to say? But what type of piroin is it? He says that, he adds the Rabbunim, he says that it's, we say in Daven that Nusach HaBrocha is Atu Boilam Hazeh V'Atu Lo'olam Habo. So he says in Oilam Hazeh the Loshon is Bi Oilam Hazeh, and Oilam Habo the Loshon is Li Oilam Habo. The difference in usage is the Bi is a circumstance. You happen to be here. You're now, if I tell somebody, where are you? Somebody has, so he says, right now I'm driving on the highway, I'll be home in an hour. So the implication is always the place that he happens to be now is circumstance, the place that he's headed for, and the place that's where he is be'etzim, the way he is, that's where the person be'etzim is. The bit within the framework of Olam Hazeh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bit Olam Hazeh. It's a matziv where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes across mikra diktas. In the Lasid Lovay, in the Sefer Shel Dava is ke'ilu where HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes across to us. This is where I am, and this is Amitas Mitzvosi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, to Avram, to Yitzchak, and to Yaakov, the Gilui was a Gilui of Kel Shakai. Kel Shakai is Perea. Kel Shakai, the Loshon Shakai, says, Shaddai l'chob r'yosai. I have enough to pay everybody for what they need and for what I owe them. But that the Tashlam should be with Atzmiyusa Yisbarach, that the Tashlam should be that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Neman l'froya, not because, and he's Medayik, the Loshon, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ani Hashem Nemo Lefreya. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is the one who's Pireya. So the Ubaloshna zematzinu she nidash bekame mekoymois ani Hashem nemoli fara. That it's not the pshat HaKadosh Baruch Hu pays, but it's the ani of Hashem that pays up. It's the ani of Hashem that's meinish, and the ani Hashem, that gilui was a gilui that was a chadish now. There was going to be now a siyachsus of to the world where HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be pareya not mitzad that he owes a chayiv, not mitzad of mikra, but mitzad of ani Hashem nemoli para. So the gilui, that gilui needed a mahalach of lomai ra'isa, and the pshat is because again it's a zeluma seh. Kolzman, if the bria itself doesn't come to an akuda, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could not be megalit if the bria can't be mekablet. It says the pasuk in Tehillim, Toshev enesh adako v'toymesh shuv b'nei adam. So Chazal dash doshon hadaka adiktucha shel nefesh. You pulverize a person down to his last drop of nefesh. Echveis a dugmev iyeva sort of where you mamish take and rip a person apart to shreds and leave over nekuda. Vatoymeh shuv neodam, and you tell people to do tshuva. The pashas you learn that it's the person is a very stubborn person. And then he keeps resisting until your mamish have him down the list to tipas damatamtes, and then the person has no choice and does tshuva. I mean, the parsha of pshat, you learn it machmas akshonus and roya of the person. The emes of pshat is not like that. The emes of pshat is it's the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. The emes of pshat is that unless a person doesn't build tshuva from the k'ducha shel nefesh, then it's a binyan ra'ua. It's fine, and it, like we said, it's fine, it's good, it's miskabel, it's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives schar ba'olam hazeh, it's fine. Aber the darga is a darga of shuvah bnei adam that happens when a person is brought back to the chducha shel nefesh. So if a person is stripped away from layer of layer and layer of the built up shkarim and half truths and so on, then there's a mokum. It's an oimek in a dag of tshuva. It's not an oimek in how bad a person is stamped to resist tshuva, but it's an oimek in what it means to rebuild and what it means to build the havaya chadasha. That's what the focus of the pasuk is. Let's go back to the kudus we raised. So Moshe Rabbeinu's kasha was lomai ro'isa. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was maftiach, then why isn't it good now? It could be good now. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's megala to him that the whole mahaloch of the makis. It's time. We saw it in Rosh Hashanah last week, 2 weeks ago. What was the whole play? I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given a big enough zetz. And took him Klai Yisrael out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have flown him out in the middle of the night. What was the whole mahalach of the Makis? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that it's coming to a stop. There's no longer going to be a matziv where I'm putting up with what's in the world, and I'm working around it. I'm not building on the world. Now it's going to be a matziv where I'm redigging Yisoidus again. And b'meila, in two ways, mitzad mitzrayim, and mitzad the world is a mahalach of makis. It says the oldest farm are full. They say that the lashon, the way the pshesach that came was that the ten makis brought out the aseres hadibris from the aseres mamar. That's the vehicle to bring out from the aseres mamar shliv oilam to turn into aseres hadibris was from the aseres hamakis. I mean, that's the lashon that's nofetz b'yaser. So the whole cheder, the hair is. The Asarim Mamorim had become rusted, covered up with grime. The Bria was covered with layers of filth. If you weren't going to shake up each and every one of them, then it would be just building on the mud again. So the process of Makis, the Malach of Makis, and the Rizal has it, connected, each Makis connected one of the Mamorim Gracious and connected one of the Asarim Hadibris. But each Makis was the process of cleaning of kashering each chelek of the bria that it become. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu just wanted to do what he wanted to do now, he could have taken Klal Yisrael stam. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was rebuilding the bria. So every part had to be crushed. Every part had to become, like the Lashon of Maral, a head of gomma. Every part had to be devastated and then rebuilt on top of it. And Midrash Kis and Klal Yisrael was the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was not anymore, he was now building Klal Yisrael. And Hayom Hazeh Niyeis L'Am, Klal Yisrael had to become an Am. If what Klal Yisrael was just a hemshich of the thread they were holding out to the Avos, and with all the Taruvus of Mitzrayim mixed in, and everything else mixed in, there wouldn't be a Vayah Chadasha. There would be a half mitzvah-sized Yid who has himself another layer of something. So Klapei Klal Yisrael, they had the same process of stripping away those Nekudis and being brought down to Dichtucha Shel Nefesh and to build again on it. And that's the Mahalach, and those are the Lashonis of the Gula. There's in the first things, the Shibud and the Oini and the Shibud of Mitzrayim were there, were bad. And the first levels of the Gula was to get rid of that. Good. The Vavesi in the end is the Soif Pasik. Also, the Vigo'alti is the Mahalach where Yisrael is not within the framework of Mitzrayim. As long as they're within the framework of Mitzrayim, there's nothing to build. They can't have a matan. Even in Mitzrayim, Lo Yitzur, they would not have a shibud, and they would not have any nothing. There couldn't be a matan Torah because that's where they were. It doesn't make a difference if the shibud is gone, the oini is gone. Ga'alti, in a way, is the focal point of the gula, because it's the p'chinas breaking the framework. As long as it was in the framework of Mitzrayim, they're a hemshech. Destroying Mitzrayim, taking them out of the framework of Mitzrayim is the hemshech of is the beginning of that. Let's try to take it down to us. The mahalach of we spoke last week about Golus and Gula in one way. The mahalach of a person's life, a person's life starts with an akuda, and spends a whole life bringing it out la'oyer and so on and so forth. A person has to understand. It's an understanding in two ways. There's a tendency of a person to try and. When a person wants to change or do something else, he likes to slap things onto what's there before. Nobody likes to take off something that's half good. As long as you can make do, you slap on top of it. You slap another kapot and another gartel on it, and it's kosher. There's no attempt. A person should try. It's the hardest thing in a person to try and to get at something. At his atzmius, it's much, much easier to slap things on it, to slap a tikkun on it, a person has to understand if a person wants a cosmetic change, so fine, that's good, it's a nice mahalach, we'll smear another layer on it, another layer on it. If a person wants to build, you don't build on something that's fashmirt on something before. And again, a person cannot. We're not talking about a mahalach that on a day-to-day basis. The person can't destroy himself and build himself day in, day out. But talking about in a firm way, if a person has trouble learning, slapping on a little knas, adding a few minutes. If a person is not willing to face himself and say, "Why don't I really enjoy learning? What's my problem?" I was once speaking with somebody who had schlepped himself through. Basically, he was in the second or third year in yeshiva in the Mir. And he still didn't have a clue as to learning. And he sat there once, and people slept him along. Everyone patted him on his back, basically. Most people either didn't want to deal with him, or he also was a Balaam Tzoyim, so that was also convenient to keep slapping him along. And finally, one day, he told me he's terribly depressed. He realized he doesn't know anything. So I say, very good, so let's sit down and just learn Gemara. He can't do it. He has to keep up with everybody else. So, good. I mean, what do you want? I mean, you're telling me the problem. You understand the itza, but you don't want to do it. So there's nothing to do. What a person does that's on top of, if something is wrong at the base, and a person just props it and builds on it, it's going to collapse one place or another. That's one part of it. And the second part, everybody goes through different mahalchim of the Kedushas Shel Nefesh. Everybody in his place, everybody goes through tkufis where things are rough, where they're hard, where he's crushed. A person has to understand that what it's there for. And a person feels, you know, I got nothing out of this tkufa. And the answer is no. You lost a lot of that tkufa. And that's a tremendous bracha. There's a everyone who's has his yisurim in his way knows that there's a certain tyrus on nefesh that comes out of yisurim. A person throws off stuff that's not real, that's not emes. A person loses it. It's like when a person has when a person gets a burn or something or cut. So all the babas put something on it. This one puts margarine on it. This one puts a bandaid on it. This one puts a little this on that. So that on it. The person has a whole thing, and then it gets a little more swollen. And it doesn't smell so good, and he slaps something more. When he goes to a doctor, the first thing he does is he cuts everything out and cleans it with something that's painful usually. And the answer is because by slapping something on it, you don't get any place. A person is not supposed to ask for yisurim chasron. A person is not supposed to avoid it. That's what a person is supposed to do. But everybody in his matzav, in his metzis, goes through tkufis, time, circumstances of the chtucha shel nefesh. And a person has to understand that since it's all bashgacha, it's achana for something. The achana is moving from a midah of kel shakai, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person is a nice guy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives. The person makes a kiddush, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him his mevarachim. It's very nice, very wonderful. That a person should be shy to what Kaisel be'etzem is. Ani Hashem nemli para. That the person's kesher to Torah's atzmius, that a person's kesher to tefillah, to mitzvahs, to chesed, to all these inyanim, the person, it's not just another mitzvah slapped on, and behidur rav. There's like two talmidim of Baal Shem Tov were once going Erev Yom Kippur to the mikveh, and one jumps in and says, I'm cleaning myself from all my aveiros before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the other one jumps in and says, I'm cleaning myself from all my mitzvahs before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fact that a person has to understand that the stuff that's half sheker, half emes, half dimyan, half yitzgeven, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu lemaisa directs a person. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what a person extracts from a person is this matzah. I once heard the there was a hesped on Rav Nekesov HaNevrach. He was the Roshiva of Beis Yosef. He was a son-in-law, the Alta Nevardik. He spent five of his best years in Siberia. And these were the 5 years when he should have been sitting and learning. And he spent them in Siberia, I mean, at the edge of death, basically. You're working in freezing conditions. Avodas Perach, terrible, terrible. And his son-in-law was masped him. And he said that my father said that on the one hand, he said, in these 5 years, I lost a tremendous amount. He said, you can never get over what he lost, mitzad, the learning and so on. Me'idach Gisa, there's one thing he did know, he does know from these 5 years, that he wouldn't have known otherwise, and that's himself. These were matzavim where his self came out in the rawest way possible. You could not be umid on yourself when things are okay and things are good and so on. So in the klolistic pattern of a person's life, where there's also mahalchim, mini mahalchim, major mahalchim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's moving a person from one dag to another dag, a person is moving a person, being attacking him, a person has to understand that even if he doesn't see a tangible plus, but every mus of Yisurim is metire a person in this nekuda that is oimer al mitas atzmai. And he's zeicha tagilu of dani Hashem nemali para, that it's not just a piroin ba'alma, but it's dani Hashem nemali para. With dani Hashem, that's who's perecha even. Shabbos.